Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts, this is YURT, your radio for Hampshire College and beyond.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? It's Henry Epp. Welcome to North American Psychotherapy. Welcome back. It has been about 2 weeks since there's been an episode of the show. So if this is a thing that you like to listen to every week, welcome. I'm happy to be back. Happy to have you here with me. It is a good night. We got some things in the loop for tonight. Some music, you know, some fun. Right off the bat, I'm going to say I'm taking requests. Anyone who wants to request something in the next hour on Yurt Radio right here, please let me know through Facebook. If you like North American Psychotherapy on Facebook, you can get it there. If you email me at napshow@gmail.com, if you got my number, you can text me, you know, whatever, do what you do. So that's what's going on. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you've had a good 2 weeks. I know a lot of things have been going on here at Hampshire. The Hampshire internet-related things have been blowing up. There's a Hampshire memes and Hampshire misconnections. All this stuff is going on the internet. So why not add to that and listen to the Yurt Radio on the internet and support Hampshire in that way. I've been doing pretty well. Last week was Valentine's Day, and the yurt was conveniently broken that week. So I was not able to do my show, but that meant that I was able to go out to dinner with my girlfriend, and it was very nice. We went and had Indian food. It was delicious, and it was overall a good Valentine's Day, I would say. Very good. I have another bit of news to announce. I'm wearing a suit right now. Now, if you know me, you might know that wearing a suit is not something that I generally do. I'm generally dress myself, I don't know. I've never had a defined style, I think. I sometimes put on a button-down shirt and that feels fancy. But today, even though my suit is, what some might call mismatched, sloppy, bought primarily at Salvation Army, I'm wearing a suit and it gives, me more confidence. I feel, you know, like when I walk around, I feel very confident in myself. I feel very good. And I also worry that that makes me just kind of like a big asshole because I'm suddenly more confident. I don't know if that's true, but those are the thoughts that I have. Anyways, the reason I am wearing a suit is because I am acting. I am making my acting debut at Hampshire in the final semester that I'm here at this college. I'm making my acting debut in the New Play Festival this Thursday and Friday at the Hampshire College Theater. I believe it starts at 7 p.m. I should know that before I announce it. I plan on being there before 7 to get your tickets to New Playfest. I am doing a scene for my friend Michael Capitaferro's, a scene that he wrote, and his show is the show immediately after mine, if that maybe gives you a little more context. His scene is called Loyalty, and I'm going to be acting in it. I'm going to be acting, across from, against, with, whatever. I'm not really familiar with acting terms. With Sam Congdon, who is a great actor, someone who is actually an actor, actually studying acting and playwriting and stuff, at Hampshire. Unlike me, I have not acted in anything since my senior year of high school. I've done like stand-up and some improv stuff and some, you know, I've been on stage a lot at Hampshire. I just haven't acted really in anything. So this is a big deal for me. And so I'm wearing a suit because the scene calls for a suit. And because it's just a New Playfest scene, I just wore the suit. I just put on a suit today and this afternoon and then went over to rehearsal in the suit, left rehearsal in the suit, decided I'm not going to take the suit off. I'm going to do my radio show in a suit. Not that anyone can see it, but, you know, I feel it. I feel the difference. I feel the power of the suit. It feels good. That's where I'm at. I've got some music to play for you right now. Got some more announcements coming up later, but I'm not going to bombard you with all the plugs and announcements and whatnot. So stick around. Send in your requests. And let's have a great show. Here is the Delta Spirit with a song called Trash Can.
Right.
Beirut with East Harlem off their album The Riptide, and before that the Arcade Fire, Neighborhood Number One, and opening the show and the set, Trash Can by Delta Spirit. So I hope you guys are all doing well. Please hit me up if you feel so inclined on the Facebooks, etc. There's stuff you can do. You can request a song, tell me how you're doing, say something, blah blah blah, blah 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 blah. Moving right along, what was I going to announce? Oh, I was going to announce that next week, my hope, my genuine hope is that I will be doing a produced episode, a themed produced episode right here at 7 o'clock. If you're not familiar, you can go to napshow.wordpress.com and see some of the back episodes that I've done so far that are going to be part of my Div 3 portfolio. And those are themed episodes with storytelling segments, with music, with some commentaries. It's all written out, a little more formal feeling than this show is on a night like this. Although, you know, I'm dressed formally. I'm wearing a suit, as I mentioned before. But yeah, that's what's going on. You should tune in tomorrow. I mean, wow, oh my gosh, I'm blanking out. Okay, putting the computer screen down, closed, so that I can't look at it and be distracted and speak like a normal person. What I'm trying to say is, there's going to be this themed episode next week at 7 o'clock right here on Yurt Radio. The theme is Wanderlust. You'll be hearing a story that is being taken from The Broth, which was a, which is hopefully a storytelling show that I'm helping organize with a few friends. We had a great night of storytelling last semester at the Haymarket. We are hoping to have another one coming up soon this semester, probably in Amherst this time. We're still figuring out the details, but that will hopefully happen very soon. And did I mention the theme? The theme is Wanderlust. There's going to be that story. There's going to be some of the fiction that I'm working on for my Div 3. There may be even more. If you would like to contribute a story, a poem, anything that pertains, however vaguely, to the theme Wanderlust, please email me napshow@gmail.com. That's napshow@gmail.com. I got a little extra room in the show, I think. So if you want to contribute something, please let me know. So yeah, there you go. That's happening next week. Get excited. And if anything goes wrong with it and for some reason it's pushed back, which isn't entirely out of out of the question. But my hope is that it's happening next week. We're going to say it's happening next week. I don't know why I told you that I'm doubting that. That's very unprofessional. And I should be professional right now, right? I'm wearing a suit. I'm wearing a suit. Have I told you I'm wearing a suit? I'm wearing a suit. I'm professional, formal, courteous, confident, probably a bit of an asshole, especially at Hampshire. Not enough people wear suits at Hampshire. I'm just going to go out and put that out there right now. Not enough people wear suits here. So I'm doing everyone a favor right now, wearing a suit, classing the place up a bit. Because, you know, people, it can't just be President Lash wearing a suit. I know he wears suits. He wears a suit every day. He looks good in a suit. You know, someone else has gotta take on that responsibility. We can't just have one suit on campus. We've gotta have multiple suits. Not lawsuits, like suits, you know, whatever. Oh my gosh. Oh. Are you guys tired? I'm exhausted. I don't know, you know. I'm not sure why I'm telling you all this. Oh no, my headphones just got unplugged. I'm still speaking though. Can you hear me? I cannot hear me in the headphones anymore. Hello? Hello? I think it's... Yes, it's still going. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, if anyone's listening, you're listening to the greatest train wreck that this show has ever had. Not really. This happens a lot. I'm going to play... All right. I'm just going to stop talking and play some music. I'm sure you've had plenty of my banter. So here it is. Stopping the Descent into Insanity. Well... It's Elliot Smith, and we all know how that ended.
Baby Breton feels the buzz, floating over a sea of vodka, separated from the rest. Fights problems with bigger problems, sees the ocean falling eyes, counts the waves as somehow. We knocked another couple by. The dead soldiers lined up on the table, still prepared for an attack. They didn't know they'd been disabled. Felt a wave of rushing blood. You won't be happy till the bottle's broken. You're out swimming in the flood. You kept back, you kept unspoken. For someone half as smart, you'd be a work of art. You put yourself apart, and I can't help you until you start. Got a look in your eye when you're saying goodbye, like you wanna say hi.
de un árbol una niña. Carabó su nombre chida de placer. Y el árbol conmovido allá en su seno, a la niña una flor dejó caer. Yo soy el árbol conmovido y triste. Tú eres la niña que mi tronco hirió. Yo guardo siempre tu querido nombre y tú me has hecho de mi pobre flor.
Well, it ain't no use sitting and wonder why, baby, even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't it ain't no use in a-turning on your light, babe, the light I never knowed. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. But we never did too much talking anyway. But don't think twice, it's all right. And calling out my name, gal, like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child, I am told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right. where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, babe, so I just say fairly well. I ain't saying you treated me unkind, you could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Last winter, I had my gas shut off in my apartment, which I thought you weren't allowed to do. I'm wrong. And so I, like, noticed that it was off. And so I looked through my bills, and I couldn't find a bill. And I, like, found the company. It was called Keyspan Energy Service. And I called them, and I was like, hey, I think you shut off my gas. And they were like, we think the same thing. It's like, oh. And I'd lived in this apartment for a year and a half, and I was like, well, why'd you shut it off? And they're like, well, you haven't paid your bill. And I was like, well, you know, when was the last time I paid it? And they were like, you've never paid it. And I was like, well, why didn't you write me a letter or call me or something? And they're like, we have. We've been sending letters to 163 Fifth Avenue. And I was like, that's not where I live. And they're like, sorry. And then, you know, I paid my bill and they turned my gas back on. But once they turned it on, I wrote them an angry letter. Because I'm no fool, I wanted the gas and not to anger them. So this is the letter I wrote them. Dear Keyspan Energy Service, fuck you. You fucking turned my gas off because I didn't pay my bill? Do you know why I didn't? Because I don't pay attention to that shit. I am an artist and I've been drinking. Do you know why else? You've been mailing bills to the wrong address for over a year. I don't live at 163 Fifth Avenue. Not only that, but I don't live at 163 Fifth Avenue, but pay the gas bill of someone who lives at a different address. Because I am not a weird, crappy Robin Hood. This next part is true. Finally, when I asked if I could set up a recurring payment, you said yes and then gave me someone else's account information and password. Then you corrected it, but it was too late. I logged on, fucked up that person's account because I'm crazy. So thanks. I will be mailing you a photograph of cows having sex every day because it isn't illegal. Thank you.
All right. That was Eugene Merman, who went to Hampshire College back in the early 90s, I believe, and is going to be the commencement speaker this year when I and many others graduate and walk across the stage and receive a circular diploma. He will be there and give us advice or something. And I'm especially proud that he's our commencement speaker because I nominated him. I'm not sure if, you know, maybe someone else did too and it just happened something. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I'm the only one that nominated him. And there you go. He's our commencement speaker. So whoop-de-doo. And before that, before Eugene was, let's see, Bob Dylan, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And before that was the Buena Vista Social Club with, oh gosh, this is in Spanish, ¿Y tú qué has hecho? My mod mates could probably correct me and show me how to pronounce that right. But yep, that's a good song. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. And to lead off that set was, of course, another Hampshire alum, Elliot Smith, Baby Britain. Except he is not alive anymore. Eugene Merman is. That's the difference. Okay, so we're about a little over halfway into the show. Going on. I hope you're all still kicking, alive and kicking. I hope no one's died during this show. I'm sure someone has died somewhere during this show, if you think about it. While I've been on the air since 7 o'clock, somewhere in the world died. If you're, like, really morbid and you think about those kinds of things, as I just did. That's a truth that we just have to own up to. Since we've been here together, enjoying music, talk, friendship, through the glories of internet broadcast, someone in the world has seen their last waking moments as a human. And for that, I adjust my suit, because I'm wearing a suit, and say, good luck. You're certainly more of a person or an experienced person than I am. Okay, that got somber. Moving along. I'm going to do something in a little bit. I think after one song, I'm going to try to do like a mashup. I did this once before, and I think it worked. But that was like almost a year ago on Yurt Radio. So I'm going to try it again. It's called Mashing Up Winston Churchill with Something Else. And now it may end up just being sort of a transition. The thing is, we've got two turntables here in the yurt, programmed through the same device. And we have a lot of old records just sitting around. And one of the records is The Great Speeches of Winston Churchill. That's not actually the title. The title is really, well, The Voice of Winston Churchill. But it's basically like his big speeches, the important ones. So we're gonna play his famous "we," as in "we" meaning I, me. I am going to play his "You Ask What Is Our Policy" speech, the famous one during the war, the beginning of World War II, and we're gonna mash that up with a secret thing. I keep saying "we" as if there's like multiple people here, which there's not. It's just me in the yurt going nuts. So yeah, that'll be exciting. Also, if you want to hear any other vinyl, you could just like take a guess at what's here, and maybe you know, that'll be here. There are some great vinyl records, such as the greatest hits of Elton John. There's a lot of Billy Joel. And I kind of consider those two artists in the same category of like 70s piano rock. Although Elton John, gotta say, Elton John better than Billy Joel by a long shot. There's also some Weird Al records here, if you're into that kind of thing. But yeah, so I'm gonna do some fun with records and Winston Churchill right after this song, which is No More Sad Songs by the Hoot Hoots. Right here.
2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. The world doesn't need any more sad songs. It's hard enough to show that we care. She doesn't seem to see her own tongue, making happy people feel despair. About a difficult life, struggle to fit in and breathe, where our bodies and our minds feel like they're ready in their fit to be. With white hair, bad accent, crooked black heart tricks, better humans, let us all relax. Ooh.
what is our policy? I will say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us. To wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. For without victory there is no survival.
Into my face and tell me that you love me. I'll sit on your face and tell you I love you too. I love to hear you moralize. When I'm between your thighs, you blow me away. Sit on my face and let my lips embrace you. I'll sit on your face and let my love you truly.
The phrase, the war to end war, was on every lip, and measures had been taken to turn it into reality.
This record has been skillfully crafted by British comedians using ancient, well-worn classical hand-tooled jokes. It has been specially designed to sit at the back of your record collection amongst the old Frank Sinatra albums, to be brought out and split up when you get divorced. Any complaints about the humorous quality of this album should be addressed to British Airways, Ingram's Drive, Greenwich.
Nagasaki. One day in 1937, I had a meeting with Herr von Ribbentrop, German ambassador to Britain.
There was a large map on the wall, and the ambassador several times led me to it to illustrate his projects. After hearing all this, I said at once that I was sure the British government would not agree to give Germany a free hand in Eastern Europe. We were actually standing before the map when I said this. Ribbentrop turned abruptly away. He then said, in that case, war is inevitable. There is no way out. The Führer is resolved. Nothing will stop him, and nothing will stop us. We then returned to our chairs. I was only a private member of Parliament, but of some prominence. I thought it right to take the chair.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Peaches come from a can. Peaches, move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches.
I took a little nap with a roots on twist, squished a rotten peach in my fist, and dreamed about you, a woman.
Candy in my hand on can or pie.
right. There you go. That was a little mashup thing there with Winston Churchill, Monty Python, and the Presidents of the United States of America with their song Peaches. Let's hear a little round of applause for that, huh? All right, cool. I've never used the sound effects in the yurt before. I'm going to do another sound effect. How about that? How about here, one of these? Whoa, there you go. Hey, how do you guys, what do you think of stuff? No, that sucks. There's all these things labeled comedy something, comedy low honk, cow, no, that's not comedy, comedy whistle, what's this? Okay. Let's see. Okay, here's something. Something something punchline. Something something bigger punchline. That got a really good response. I feel a lot better about myself now that I've heard some canned laughter. Well, it is getting down towards the end of the show right now, and I just want to thank you all, first of all, for listening in. I know Max Rosenthal listened in. I'm not sure if anyone else did, but if you did, you know, that's great. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, Max, for listening. I hope you're doing well. This is, let's see, what do we got? We got a couple more songs. It's, the last set of the night. Oh, crap, that sound effect didn't do anything. Damn it. Okay, here, let's try this again. This is gonna be the last set of the night. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't really do anything about it, you know, the show ends at 8. You know, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, that's right, kids. That's how it goes. The show ends after an hour, and then I go home, and maybe I drink a beer. Wait, hold on. Then I go home, and maybe drink a beer. There you go. Cool. Well, that was fun. now I'm gonna play some songs. So thank you all for listening. It's been a wonderful time here. Good to be back in the yurt. Please tune in next week for the next themed episode of North American Psychotherapy, where the theme will be wanderlust. And if you have a story or something to tell on the theme of wanderlust, please let me know. Email me at napshow@gmail.com, and tune in next week at 7 p.m. There's going to be some fiction stories, fictional stories, some real stories, maybe something else. Maybe we'll throw in a surprise. Who knows? Get ready. Yep, it's going to be excellent. Listen to all those people that are so excited. People, it's happening. We're doing a theme show, finally, next week. Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be amazing. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Tune in next week at 7 p.m. Please. Thank you. All right. Well, that just boosted my self-confidence like a million degrees. Okay. Here's some Tom Waits. And good night, everybody. Went down, down, down. It's always solid down. He went down.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
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 Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little baby.
Your sweet little
baby. Honey and the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty babe.
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 She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving babe. Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.